About half of the large mammals in North America went extinct some 12,000 years ago. Scientists have long debated whether that was caused by hunting or climate change. A new study of ancient bison bones shed some light on this mystery. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Back during the Pleistocene, a time of waxing and waning ice ages, North America was crawling with all sorts of large mammals. Mastodons, big cats, mammoths. Alan Cooper at Oxford University is partial to one in particular, the bison.
We describe them as the cockroaches of the Pleistocene, if you like. They're everywhere. And so they're a very good marker for what is happening to the environment.
Each summer, Cooper and his colleagues fan out over Canada and other points north in search of ancient bison DNA, which they find in ancient bison bones.
The bones are generally not just lying out on the surface, because that would be too easy, but they turn up in gold mining operations in places like the Yukon and Alaska and Siberia. And you can also find them on riverbanks in those areas where as the riverbank erodes, the bones drop out. And also museum collections.
The researchers have carefully extracted DNA from these bones and use carbon dating techniques to determine the age of more than 200 samples. And from this, they have pieced together a picture of how bison populations fared on the prairies during the last ice age.
Well, what we found, which was really quite surprising to us, was that the bison population had started declining dramatically in size and in genetic diversity about 35,000 years ago.
That was well before the time, about 12,000 years ago, when one huge population of bison went extinct. It was also well before the first clear signs of humans in North America, so the decline wasn't due to hunting. Cooper says, nor could it have been due to abrupt climate shocks 12,000 years ago, as the last ice age was already melting away.
We think it is climate change, but we think the effects were much earlier than has previously been suggested, and perhaps in the run-up to the height of the ice age, the cooling and the drying which is going on, the environment becomes much drier, these populations are coming under increasing stress.
Cooper figures that if the early environment was hostile for the bison, so too would it have been for the mammoth and the American cheetah, the ground sloth, and so on. He suspects that climate will turn out to be key to understanding the extinction of large mammals around 12,000 years ago. Still to be convinced is Paul Martin at the University of Arizona. He has long argued that hunting caused the extinction of about half the large mammals, not just near the ice sheets of North America, but in the temperate reaches of South America as well.
It's as though you went to the zoo and you got there one day and half the large animals were gone. You would say, well, we have camels, but where are the giraffe? We have elephants, but where are the rhinoceros? It would be just awful to witness.
He says the common factor throughout the Americas, in fact in many parts of the world, was not a change in climate, but the arrival of people. He says the newly discovered history of the bison, though interesting for that species, doesn't necessarily hold true for other species. Martin has staked out the hunting explanation for decades. Others have argued just as vociferously in favor of climate change. The bison results, which are published in the latest issue of Science magazine, could suggest that both are involved. Again, Alan Cooper.
Humans might have driven these species extinct, but the reason the population was in that position was because of climate change, the effects of climate change.
His group is hoping to use the same techniques now on other sets of old bones to see whether this storyline holds up for animals other than the bison. Richard Harris, NPR News.